So there you go. So there's that.
Boom! More Mascot Wedding Show. That was Hot Panda with their song Chinatown Bus off of another forthcoming album, Volcano dot 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 Bloody Volcano. What?
No, that's...
How's that though for, look, I got a...
Yeah, you're like two new songs there. Like
a
real Scott Shannon.
Yeah, I'm not just going to my CD collection and I go, which Third Eye Blind song am I playing this week? I'm actually trying to listen to some new music out there. Because you know why, David? I'm a rock DJ. I got to do these things.
I know you are. Oh, hey, you got those Pearl Snaps fixed on your shirt.
Yeah.
Good for you.
I rip them off so frequently, they just...
Yeah, they get a little frayed after a while.
Yeah, sometimes I figure if I rip off the first two, that maybe someone will take that hint and just come and rip off the rest of the shirt.
I pre-rip the backs of my shirts like Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
A lot easier.
I'm going to start doing that from now on.
And I also take steroids.
Hey, you know what day it is, by the way, David?
Go on.
It's the birthday of one Mr. John Erler.
It is. That's
host
right.
Host of the Elk Mating Ritual Show right here on Co-op. I don't know if he's listening or not, but if he is, happy birthday, Papa Elk.
Yes. Happy birthday, Father.
Yes. I hope your birthday pleases you, Father.
More than I ever could.
I know you are ashamed of me, Father, but maybe somewhere in your heart you could have a good birthday. Are we doing something? What
I
is this?
I have no idea. Okay. I don't know.
Yeah, but give him a shout. I hope he's having a happy birthday.
Yeah, if you see him on the street, give him some birthday spankings.
So, dude, did you want to talk about the Academy Award nominations at all?
Oh, I do, but I don't. Because if I do, I'll start talking. I'll go off on a rant. Because here we go. And we're off.
All right.
The problem I have... Okay, let me preface this by saying...
Preface!
I know it's all a farce. I know it's all politics. I know people buy their awards. Shakespeare in Love was not the best movie of 98. It bought its award. Crash is a terrible movie. Bought its award. I'm not... Yeah.
What are you talking about? Brendan Fraser's in that.
Anything with Brendan Fraser's gotta be good. I'm a sucker for it. I am a sucker for award shows. I am a sucker for those stupid AFI lists. I'm a sucker for anything that will ignite conversation among people about movies. That said, it's also a pageant. It is also a cavalcade of stars. The Academy Awards is, you know, Hollywood's night to shine. And, you know, and it honors all...
Because those other nights.
Yeah. Hollywood's night to do its taxes at home in its PJs. No, you know, this is their night to march themselves out and be pretty and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And honor movies that you may have liked throughout the year.
Because those other nights, you know, just now I'm going to put on some boyfriend jeans and crack some Ben and Jerry's.
That's right.
Yeah. But anyway, you're saying.
But anyway, yeah. But, you know, it's also, you know, sort of a, hey, I remember that movie. It was good. I'm glad that thing is getting recognition. Supposed to be that way.
Yeah.
In theory. This year, the list of, like, major nominees... It all looks like homework to me. I saw as far as Best Picture nominees go. And for those who don't know, the Best Picture nominees were Slumdog Millionaire, Milk, Frost Nixon, the juggernaut that is The Curious Case of Benjamin Button, and The Reader, which I guarantee you will make $1 million. But of those movies so far, I've only seen Slumdog Millionaire. I liked it. I liked it a lot, but... Like, that is Oscar-worthy? Really? Really? Really?
The only one I saw of the Best Picture was Milk.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was a really good biopic.
Mm-hmm.
It did a really good job of telling Harvey Milk's story. I thought Sean Penn was amazing in it. I thought it was well-directed.
Okay.
And it was well, I'm not even say it's well-paced. But that thing dragged. But... In terms of it being a good movie, like it being a good narrative from start to finish, like good but not great.
Okay.
Definitely not Best Picture. And I almost hate to criticize it because I feel like it got nominated not because of like how good it necessarily is, even though it is a good movie, but of what it is, which is this man's story.
Mm-hmm.
And David, what is my shirt currently? What shirt am I wearing right now?
You are wearing a Batman
shirt. I am indeed wearing a Batman shirt. And why was The Dark Knight nominated? Not even for Best Director?
Yeah.
Come on.
Hey. Yeah. And again, I don't want to come off as like, look, it's the Academy Awards. It's not the People's Choice Awards. I'm not going to sit here and ask why Step Brothers wasn't nominated. But The Dark Knight was a pretty darn good movie. Okay?
Yeah.
I remember we both walked out of that theater feeling exhausted. Very few movies leave you feeling exhausted.
That was unrelenting. You never let up. Oh, and dude, Tropic Thunder, I did not like as much as other people.
Oh, okay.
But Robert Downey Jr., he did disappear in that role.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, it's weird that he gets a nomination for that.
Yeah.
It's almost like, all right, because he was playing an actor, playing someone else.
Yeah.
In a movie that turned out not to be a movie. It was like the fact, and then I think at the end, like his character got nominated or something.
Mm-hmm.
To actually give that a nomination, it just felt like, it felt really weird and sort of not right.
There are some darker recesses of my mind that are thinking these old white men at the Academy are like, there we go, we filled our quota. Like,
oh, geez. Yeah.
And so
finally, we can give one retroactively to Al Jolson. I don't even know if he got one. It also kills me because I'm glad he's going, but come on, if he's going to be there for something. Should be for Iron Man.
And yeah, scoff all you want. Iron Man was a surprisingly effective movie for what it was. Like, that was a good movie. That was a genuinely good movie. And it wasn't good for a comic book movie. I'm not sitting here talking about the Punisher Warzone.
Yeah. Oh, I am. That movie was great. KOOP, you're on the air. KOOP, you're on.
Not yet.
What about, hey, KOOP, you're on the air.
Hey.
Hey, what's up?
Can you play some PJ and the Bear? They're having their CD release party tonight.
Hey, why don't you, what's your name, caller?
Pardon me?
What's your name, caller?
Linda.
Linda, is this a, have you listened to our show before?
Pardon me?
Have you listened to our show before?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you have? That's okay, because we do play a lot of requests. You're right about that.
Yeah.
So do you work with PJ and the Bear?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little bit.
And so you're calling up to do lame promotion. Get off this phone! Sorry, Tom Sharpling. How dare you? Lazy. It is lazy. Oh, I'm just gonna call up a radio show and promote them.
Yeah, that's lazy street teaming. Okay,
yeah.
There are people stapling little flyers to phone poles.
And but, she's right. We do have. It's, in fact, it's right in front of us. It says yeah. PJ and the Bear CD release party. Oh, Lions are playing. I like them.
Oh,
but still.
Oh, so the Lions are having a show tonight.
And I got nothing against PJ and Bear. But come on.
It looks
this is not a request show.
Yeah. We're not the, I'm not the Carson Daly. You're not the Ryan Seacrest.
Oh, you think we're just idiots like, oh, we got an hour to kill?
Yeah.
We open this phone to the community, not for people trying, not with an agenda.
Yeah, I got a whole CD of stuff I want to play. I got the Walkman sitting right here. I'm not digging around for Taylor Swift CDs.
Oh.
I'm digging around for Taylor Swift, though.
I got to get out of here before my blood boils over. Let's see if, oh.
What did you do?
I know this.
No, because that's not doing that. See, now. Now it's gone.
Oh, all right. I don't know how to work the board. Maybe they're calling in to talk about the Academy Awards, but then they're like, he's too angry.
Now's not the time. I was going to defend Ben Button.
Get off this phone. Can Tom Sharpling sue me for saying that?
Probably.
Okay.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's now time to play the remake a movie game.
Yes, because the Academy Awards got me so angry. But then I thought, you know what? Not much hope for the future either. Because I don't know if you heard the news, they're remaking The Karate Kid with Will Smith producing and Will Smith's kid as The Karate Kid. Oh, that doesn't sound so bad, Dave. The kid's 10 years old. Like, it's not the same story.
Yeah, it's just like everything. There's not one thing that's not going to get remade.
Yeah, and like, speaking of Will Smith, Old Boy is getting remade. I don't like, not a lot of people saw Old Boy. But let me put it this way for you people. Will Smith starring in a remake of Old Boy is like remaking Bullet, the Steve McQueen movie Bullet, with like Ray Romano. It doesn't work. It
hey,
angers me to think of it.
Protect this witness. Hey, if he dies, it's on you.
You're surprisingly accurate, Ray Romano. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
So it is inevitable that movies are going to get remade.
Yes. And if you're wondering, so here's how this game works. I need some help. You're going to call in. And you're going to suggest a movie. The movie has to be at least 5 years old.
Yeah, we're not revamping anything that's already been revamped.
Yeah. And we're going to tell you who would star in the remake of that movie, the tone the remake would have,
mm-hmm.
and also how we would update it. For instance, if we were doing E.T., if we were doing a remake of E.T., there's that character Keys.
Yeah.
It's only identified by his keys. Now that would be an iPod Shuffle.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we're...
So the guy chasing E.T., yeah, his nickname would be Shuffle.
Yeah, exactly.
Because that's all you see on him is his iPod Shuffle.
Exactly. So if you have a movie that you'd like to see remade, 472-5667, 472-KOOP, call in and it'll be a lot of fun. KOOP, you're on the air.
Yeah, so I'm supposed to suggest a movie to remake.
Yes.
Forgive me if it's obvious, but how about Citizen Kane?
Citizen Kane.
Citizen Kane.
You want to take this one or you want to take this one?
I do want to take this one.
All right, go for it.
What's your name, caller?
Avi.
Avi?
Yeah.
Okay, what part of town are you calling from?
I'm calling from Austin.
Oh, all right, okay.
That part of town. All right, thanks, Avi.
All right, Citizen Kane. Citizen Kane.
Okay, so the original was a newspaper magnate,
yeah,
which was big back then.
Uh-huh.
Sure. And it's his story of his life and his comeuppance and his eventual downfall. To update it for these times, this day and age, he would have to be in a business that is conducive to this time period.
Yeah.
So I'm going
to
say,
I think more also, you have to think the character of Charles Foster Kane was sort of a thinly veiled representation of William Randolph Hearst.
Right.
So maybe...
maybe Mark Cuban maybe this time around?
Ted Turner. Roger Ailes.
Yeah, we could, maybe Rupert Murdoch. Maybe.
What were you going to say, David?
I was going to go slightly off board with this one, because to reflect the times,
yeah,
maybe it would be like a Joe Francis archetype. Maybe the guy who runs Girls Gone Wild. Maybe you see his downfall.
And who would play Chuck Foster Kane?
Chucky Kane?
CFK is what they call him in the future times.
Who would play this smut magnate?
Yeah.
Who would play...
What's the guy in the new Mall Cop movie?
Kevin James? Paul Blart?
Yeah.
You know what? I kind of like that idea.
In fact, actually have Adam Sandler remake Citizen Kane about the guy from Girls Gone Wild with his buddy in the lead.
And so the tone would be a comedy?
Well, I don't know if I'd call anything Adam Sandler makes a comedy.
Here's... Now what?
And you know what? Here's the name. You know what the name of the movie is going to be? It's going to be called Call Me Kane. That's what it's going to be.
I now pronounce you Citizen Kane.
Yeah. Thanks for calling in, Javi.
Thanks.
All right.
Boom. That's how that works.
That's how easy that is, folks.
That is how easy it is to play the remake a movie game.
Because you and I both know that movies are going to get remade. Let's do them right this time, okay? Smoking the Bandit's going to get remade. Maybe it has Eric Bana and Brian Cox in it. That would be an awesome movie, all right? Don't let the fat cats in Hollywood tell you how to make a movie.
Yeah, that would be amazing.
Oh, my God.
And we can just completely change around, like Dangerous Liaisons.
Yes.
That got remade as a little thing called Cruel Intentions.
Yeah.
KOP, you're on the air.
I am?
Yeah, who's this?
This is Lollipop the Clown.
Hey, Lollipop the Clown, what's your real name?
Laurel.
All right. Dare you want to play the remake a movie game?
Yeah, I was thinking about it. But I also wanted to tell you,
if you say that
you guys were talking about stapling earlier, and I'm going to be stapling a guy's scrotum to a...
All right.
Done. Goodbye. Ooh, she kept it clinical. I guess we don't have to press the, what do you call
no,
it?
No, we don't have to.
The cough button.
We can press the go to hell button.
Yeah,
what was that?
Seriously.
What was that?
You know what? We should have hung up right when she said you guys were talking about stapling
earlier.
Yeah,
because we both gave
each
other the look.
And you and
I look
at each other, yeah.
I don't like it when the callers trick us. Like, maybe we were talking about stapling. That seems like the most natural conversation in the world to have.
You know what? Scrotum. I'll say it again. That's fine. That's what it's called.
Yeah,
She doesn't use a euphemism for it.
No.
My finger's going to be over this drop button.
But come on. This is Obama's America now. Let's clean it up.
This is Barack's America now.
Whoa. I'm sorry. Did you have lunch with him today? It's Obama's America. It's Senor Obama's America.
All right. 472-5667, 472-KOP, if you want to play the...
You know what? As soon as it left my mouth, I would like to expand on this Smokey and the Bandit idea.
Yeah.
So Eric Bana is the bandit.
Yeah.
Brian Cox, Smokey, go ahead and take this.
Okay. KOP, you're on the air.
Hello, I have a movie for you guys.
Ooh, lay it on us. Who is this?
Veronica.
Hey, Veronica.
Have you called in before, Veronica?
I have.
Oh, hey.
I love listening to you guys.
Oh,
you're sweet.
What part of town are you calling from?
I'm also from Austin.
Oh.
That's awesome.
Yanking our ladles. All right, keep it going.
Hey, how about remaking The Toy?
The toy.
Okay. That's the movie where the rich guy buys Richard Pryor
turns out to be a little boy's toy.
Yeah. All right.
What did we just say about Obama's America? Yeah. We're not doing that anymore.
All right. The toy.
The toy.
Okay. Buying someone.
So Jackie Gleason.
No, you know what? Okay. I got to say it's instead of it being Richard Pryor, it's going to be a lady in the remake.
Okay.
What? Ooh, interesting.
And it's going to be Gabrielle Union.
Okay.
And it's actually, maybe we can...
You know what? I'm going to say this.
Yeah?
Instead of a comedy...
Yes?
It becomes a deadly game of cat and mouse.
Oh, God. I thought you were going to say it becomes a...
No, I'm not going to say that.
Okay, okay.
Joe Francis, you smut traitor.
Oh, it becomes like a dark drama? Magnolia-esque is what you're going for?
I was
going
to say Magnolia-esque, but I don't know. I don't know how you knew that.
Maybe, how about this? The Richard Pryor character. Or actually, let me see.
Gabrielle Union.
Now? Gabrielle Union.
Yes.
She gets in bad with the mob.
Okay.
You know, her husband has got to drink all these horrible problems. And the only way she could pay off the debt... is be this kid's toy, but then she witnesses a murder.
Okay.
And her and the kid have to solve it.
Okay.
Wait, didn't Adam Sandler already do that one? Didn't someone have to end up being someone's butler?
That was a Seinfeld pilot.
I'm thinking of something else. You're
thinking of that episode where David and I became each other's butlers.
That's right. The judge decreed that we had to be each other's butlers.
Is there something? I
really like that idea. I like your idea specifically. Yes.
Oh, all right, let's not do Gabrielle Union.
Okay. Well, no, why not?
Foxy
Little Mama.
What if it's what if it's Hugh Laurie? What if it's Bones?
Oh, that would work.
But yeah, he's like, but he uses his.
I don't want it.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't want to be some kid's
what
toy.
If the toy is Frank Langella for the guy who played Nixon?
No, he's the guy who buys the toy for the kid.
Oh, okay.
Frank Langella is the Jackie Gleason character.
What if the toy was Dennis Leary and it was nothing but a horrible like?
You know what? I would donate that toy to charity.
Yeah, vehicle for his horrible ranting.
Hey, what's kid, up? Man.
Autism isn't real, okay? Or whatever it is.
It's a pretty good Dennis Leary.
Yeah, thank you. I've been working on my Leary.
So it's a mob thing.
The Hugh Laurie and the kid witness a crime, so they have to solve it together. And the kid finds out that having a friend is the greatest toy of all.
How about this? The name of the mobster that does it, they call him, he's done this before, and so he's like Phil the Toy Man Rosano. Like he's like, oh, don't cross Rosano. Why? He'll make you his kid's toy.
So would you keep the name the toy?
I was just thinking about that.
Yeah, I would keep it.
No, you know what? It would just be called. It would just be called Toy.
Just Toy.
Just Toy.
I like it.
All right.
Thank you, Veronica.
Thanks for calling in.
Yay. Thanks for being on the radio, guys.
Oh, you're sweet. Take it easy. Have a good night.
All right. Later.
Bye-bye. That's how easy that was.
How easy that is.
Yeah. The simple answer. Simple easer? That's not a word.
Simple easer.
The simple answer is you can't remake the toy because it's a...
classic?
Classic, sure. Because it reminds me of that...
In the same way Birth of a Nation is.
Yeah. That classic part of our history where people were bought.
Yeah.
Yeah,
maybe I don't want to talk about my version of Smokey and the Bandit then.
yeah, maybe we don't remake that. Well, I can throw one to you.
Go for it.
Are you ready, David Hatta?
Let's do it.
Remake Basic Instinct.
Basic Instinct. Wow.
Oh, we forgot to mention how the toy would be updated. For the future, because we're in the future now.
Well, no, I think you did plenty with
it. All right, okay, toy's over with.
I think the fact that this romping comedy involves a mob murder.
All right.
I think that's enough.
All right, so Basic Instinct.
Basic Instinct. Oh, boy. Ugh. So, Basic Instinct. Let's think about this.
Maybe shift the location.
How so?
Instead of society types, maybe the world of sports.
World of sports. Maybe. The Sharon Stone character is a sideline reporter who wants to be more than that. So she's killing athletes to get the hot lead on the story.
Yeah.
And become a more prominent sports anchor.
And who's her current target? Not Michael Douglas, but...
Her current target is Tom Jane.
Tom Jane.
Yes. Tom Jane.
You know what?
If
you
look at Tom... Starting pitcher for the New York gentleman.
If you look at Thomas Jane's IMDb profile, that thing is headed straight to erotic thriller.
Let's call. I know it is.
Let's call a spade. That's where it's going. Let's see what this caller has to say. KUOP, you're on the air.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, hey, pretty good.
Good. I had a suggestion.
Yeah, go for it.
What's your name, caller?
Ken.
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 How's it going, Ken?
Not too bad.
Good. All right. Good. So what is your what movie would you like to see get remade?
Let's see Great Escape.
Great Escape.
The Great Escape.
Good ensemble. You know.
That is an ensemble, though. We're going to be here for 20 minutes figuring out the...
We could just do the...
the ones I remember right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, the Steve McQueen role, definitely.
Yeah.
And then... but here's how I'd update it, first of all. All
right.
I'd take the soundtrack, the... Yeah. I'd give that thing to Moby. So it would be... or Fred Durst.
No,
or
like give it to Moby.
Yeah, Moby. And so it was like, you know, it's like crazy.
You know,
like,
give it to the Neptunes. Give it to them.
How about I give it to Jack White? And so it, okay. Yeah.
So it's just a Coca-Cola.
And
ad.
Now it's got lyrics too. Yes. Yeah, like Great Escape or something like that.
He's walking out the door. That's
who is that?
I think Adam Duritz wore Jack White's clothing that day. Okay, let's get back to the movie.
All right, is it still set in World War II, David?
No, it is set in the future.
Oh man,
the not too distant future.
Where because we elected people like Bush.
Yeah.
Am I right? Yeah. Because of Bush, now we all live in prisons.
That's right. But the prison's kind of like a metaphor for actual prisons. So we live in like a domestic prison.
Okay.
Got to escape. Steve McQueen. But not Steve McQueen.
You know what's the problem with The Great Escape is? It's too old. We got to skew younger.
Yeah, we do.
I'm thinking the Steve McQueen role? Michael Cera.
No, too young.
Too young?
Yeah. I'm thinking somebody that the kids like.
He's not very macho.
Yeah. You know who's very, very macho? Johnny Knoxville.
Oh, Johnny Knoxville.
Johnny Knoxville has to escape from this this little prison with the help of Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I don't know.
Yeah, that's right. It's got to be an all-star cast. So, there's no real, like, tough guy in it.
Charles Bronson? Would he be the one digging?
Charles Bronson's dead, yeah. Son. But Richard Attenborough played the guy who's like, he's a smart guy, the schemer.
Mm.
And let's see, I don't want to say Philip Seymour Hoffman.
No.
Who do we go with? Ricky Gervais.
No.
Yes, no, it's happening. He's in.
No.
Yeah, he's doing a dramatic turn.
How about Steve Coogan?
There's more than one Brit. He can have Coogan
okay.
in.
Okay, I want Coogan in.
And it's a Knoxville vehicle, but they padded it, so it's Gervais.
Yeah.
It's Coogan in small roles. And... who else had a big role in that movie? What's his face?
James Garner.
Yeah, James Garner. You got to have the
That's
American,
right.
The other one. Kind of, he's got to be like a slick character. He's smooth.
Hmm. Slick character.
Yeah.
Speaking of, do we have enough budget for Clooney? Can we get Clooney?
No, you can't get Clooney.
Okay. Can we get the? Is Eric Bana done shooting a Smokey and the Bandit yet?
What if he decides to stop making horrible movies? Orlando Bloom gets in there.
No,
that would
no,
be bad.
No.
We want to actually make this good.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, then why is Knox still in there? All right.
How about Piven?
Piven?
No, get Piven out of there. No,
Piven would be great.
Piven, you know what? It would fit Piven's resume.
Yeah, it would.
But we're setting it in the future, huh?
Who are they captured by the government?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. The sort of thought police kind of thing.
Yeah. They're it's thinly veiled Nazis. Who's like a smooth guy? Who could be a smooth guy?
John Hamm.
John Hamm of Mad Men.
Yes.
I shake your hand.
Thank you.
There it is. Satisfied with that, Ken? Would you go see that?
Was that?
Oh, are you
wrapped with attention?
Watching TV, Ken? Is that what's going on?
I was reading an email.
Yeah, okay. I'm glad we could get it. I'm hanging up on him. Reading an email. I guess we're boring.
Yeah.
This is boring.
Sorry. I got better things to do. I got a whole Caddyshack cast that I gotta cast.
Why don't you lay one on me? See how I handle it.
I'll lay one on you.
Right.
We never did go back to Basic Instinct.
Oh, finish Basic Instinct.
Oh, you know what? I need to cast the female in that one.
Say what, cast it, then we'll take a break.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
All right, so Tom Jane is going to be the pitcher for the New York Gentlemen.
New York Gentlemen, because
yes.
Major League Baseball.
No, they won't sign off on this.
The script and like,
this
no.
is going to get too blue
yeah.
for Major League Baseball to sign off on
uh-huh.
it. So we are going to need... no, I shouldn't make that noise when I'm thinking about this. Jessica Biel.
Jessica Biel. All right.
Because that has my 950 already.
Is she going to use the, what did she use to kill people?
The ice pick.
Ice pick.
No. She's going to use, what is she going to use? She's going to use a baseball bat. No, it's too big. It's, I think you could see the murderer coming from out of the car. Like, oh, let me go get to the trunk and get my murder weapon. What would she use? She would use a pen. She has a pen because the pen is mightier than the sword.
What if she used the jugular vein? What if she used like a Garmin, like a GPS device?
That's the dumbest thing I've ever
heard. They're like, why do you have a Garmin? She's like, I just look and where to go. But then when they turn out, ba-bang!
So a pen. We're going with a pen? Is that what we agreed on?
All right. You know what I'm going with?
What's that?
I'm going with the Pale Young Gentleman. This is their cover of Paper Planes. We'll be back with some more Mascot Winning Show after this.
I fly like paper, get high like planes. If you catch me at the border, I got visas in my name. Come around here, I'll make them all day.
Back. More Mascot Wedding Show.
What did we just hear, Mac? Oh, you just told us. Never mind.
Yeah, sorry. Pale Young Gentleman with the Paper Planes. I don't know what album that's off of, but I can tell you right now, you can download that MP3 for free at paleyounggentleman.com.
Man, you're just like a doctor on top of it right now as far as music goes.
It's on topless, and you're welcome. By the way, my name is Mac Blake.
I'm David Hotta, and we are coming down the home stretch of the Mascot Wedding Show playing America's hot new game. You name it, we remake it.
Yeah, the remake a movie game. You name a movie. It's at least 5 years old, and we will tell you who's going to be in the remake, the tone of the remake, and how we will update it.
Yeah.
472-5667, 472-KOOP. Call right now and play. All I got to know is the name of a movie. It's at least 5 years old.
Yeah, yeah. And folks...
easy peasy.
Yeah. We'll take them down, all right?
Do you want to throw one at me?
Throw one at me. See,
all right, okay. Oh, jeez. Someone's a little selfish.
Yeah. you know what? Okay, let me throw one at you.
No. Here's one movie that should not get remade, but they probably will.
Yeah.
Blues Brothers.
Okay, this is one dear to my heart. Oh, thank God. I'll buy some time with this caller.
Okay.
All right.
KOP, you're on the air.
Hey, yeah, I just wanted to request a song.
Okay, not doing that right now. Not doing that right now.
Oh, not? Oh, okay, sorry.
No,
okay.
No problem.
That's a problem.
See, in, out.
That guy gets a pass.
Sort of like the wrong number. See, that guy knew what time it was.
Yeah. He wasn't like, I work for this band.
Yeah, can you play some Vertical Horizon? you might reach me at VH.com. That's my job. I don't know why I told you that.
So that's fine. Caller, you're fine on that one. All right, so, but he didn't buy any time. Yeah. Blues Brothers.
Blues Brothers.
Oh, remake man. It, David.
Okay, because that is my favorite movie. One of my favorite movies. You know that.
Of course. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sure it is. And timeless. Untouchable, some might say. Blues Brothers. Blues Brothers. I would go. Okay. Jake and Elwood.
Uh huh.
Jack Black.
That's a good choice.
And Robert Downey Jr.
Oh, a little.
Unexpected. Yeah. But you know what?
They're about the same height, though, aren't they? You're not going to go like, one's shorter, one's taller.
Nah. I'm going one's heavy set, one's not. I'm playing that angle of it.
Okay.
All right. We keep it a little bit the same. They're convicts. They're career criminals.
Uh-huh.
Both orphans. That's how they...
Is this a comedy, or are you playing this straight?
No, I'm going comedy. I'm going... Okay. Call the Coen brothers on this one. I want this to be crazy. Yeah. Career criminals. They get released from prison. They have to be janitors at the boarding school or the stupid little orphanage school. I don't know, whatever. What do you call it? Orphanage. That they grew up in. Except now, that orphanage has fallen on hard times. It's in the Skid Row. It's in a bad part of town.
Mm-hmm.
The kids don't listen to blues anymore. Not that they ever should. They're listening to the rap music, the hip hop.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, there's a disconnect there with the Blues Brothers and the kids these days. But there's one kid.
Yeah.
Oh, he can sing. He can sing, but the problem is he's in a gang. But you know what would help him get out of that gang? If he won American Idol.
Now, let me ask you this. Blues Brothers was full of blues legends.
Yes.
Would this one also have several cameos by today's hot artists?
Absolutely.
Like who?
Jack White.
Jack White?
Yes.
Ooh, boy.
Yeah, I'd have to think about that one. Yeah, if I'm casting this, it would be good musicians. We'll put the reigning sound in there. They teach a gym or something. Mick Collins from the Dirt Bombs is the vice principal.
What if instead of Blues Brothers, it was Electro Clash Brothers?
No. Not even. Stop it right there.
What if it was that like new garage period when you had like the Strokes and the Hives and those other kids? What were their names? The Vines.
The Vines?
Yeah.
Silverchair?
Yeah, you put Jack White in it. They're part of that. Silverchair wasn't part of that.
Sure they were. Now, let's get to the people chasing them, okay? Because that's where the fun is. That was the fun of the Blues Brothers with the car chases and the people after them, the Nazis. And the cops. So let's see. Who do we have? Okay. This kid needs to get out of a gang. He needs to make a better life for himself. Gang leader. gang leader's most deaf. The thing is, though, so it's not gritty, so it's not a little too real, this is the worst gang in America. Because there have to be, like...
So you're changing the plot around completely.
Yeah, well, not really. Oh, okay. The things that you like about the Blues Brothers are still there.
Uh-huh.
The music, the chases... The wackiness, still mm-hmm. there.
Okay.
This gang is the worst gang in America, because there have to be good gangs and bad gangs. Like, this gang just gets their head handed to them every time. They're like the Washington Generals of gangs, and Mos Def is the gang leader. Let's see. The orphanage, for some reason, is going to get torn down by a greedy land developer to be replaced with, like, a parking lot or something. That greedy developer, played by... who's going to play that?
Who is going to play?
Gary Cole.
Gary Cole chomping on a cigar.
Yeah.
How about this? You know that scene in Blues Brothers where they're trying to make some money, and so they play that show at that blues bar?
Country Bunker?
Bar? Yeah, the Country Bunker.
Yeah.
They go to the Country Bunker this time. Guess who's managing it?
Who's that?
Beck Anson.
I love that idea.
In a cameo role. And he is out for blood.
How about this?
And so then later on when they screw him over, Beck joins in the chase.
Yes, Beck joins in the chase in like his Prius.
Yeah, his Prius.
A fleet of Priuses. Joined by the chief of the Chicago police, one Mr. Alec Baldwin.
Oh, I love it.
Let's see who else we got. Greedy Land Developers.
He's the orange whip guy.
Yes, he's the John orange Candy's whip guy. I like this. I like this so far.
Yeah, throw me one before we get out of here.
All right, how about, let's see, what can we do for you? What can we do for you? Let's go Caddyshack. You want to do Caddyshack?
No, too many people. Keep it small.
All right, keep it small. Glengarry Glen Ross.
Glengarry Glen Ross.
let's remake that movie.
Yikes. How would you remake Glengarry Glen Ross? You'd go Mean Girls with it. You'd set it in a high school, all young girl cast, led by Rachel McAdams playing 12 years younger than she should. And the Alec Baldwin speech is delivered by... a heavily made up Rachel Dratch. I think does that. And the old sad sack who can't quite get it done anymore.
We should shut up now.
Okay. You know, no, like the Jack Lemmon character?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Who would that be? A little sad. A little sad around the edges. I don't know. I wanted to say Laura Linney, but she's too old for the age range I'm going for here.
Well, no, that's perfect, because everybody's young. She's not. She's sort of hanging on.
All right, okay.
I like Laura Linney.
I love Laura Linney. She is a good actor. Wait, we are running out of time here.
Yeah, sorry to the... Oh, two people online.
We got
to
get out of here and make room for the clear spot coming up next.
Let's do that.
So, what for podcasts?
For archives of previous shows and for information about various side projects and night jobs, you may visit mascotwedding.com. Hit us up on the electronic mail, mascotwedding@gmail.com. Be our friend on MySpace if you want. MySpace.com/mascotwedding. Did I forget anything, Mac?
The board's blowing up now as the show ends. Thanks, callers. Thanks for waiting for the last minute.
Yeah, sorry about that. Clear Spot's coming up next. We're going to go out with some Ockerville River. Hopefully it's not too long. I apologize in advance. Goodbye, Mac.
Goodbye, David.
No one wants to hear about your 97th tear, so dry your eyes or let it go uncried, my dear.